Hello.
Hi, Pamela.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the dog park.
Yeah, Roy.
Yeah. What was that giggle about?
Well, I'm just trying to think of Roy. I'm trying to place your face in your dog.
Oh, I mainly work in the security office.
Oh, you're in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, we have all those cameras around the park now. Well, they're hidden.
In the dog park?
Yeah, they're mostly hidden.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, what are you calling about?
Well, there's a problem with the way you and Ozzy have been treating the black dogs. You know, you're being a little racist, and I don't think that's right. You know, we try to run a, you know, we need to tolerate all races and religions and stuff like that.
I'll have a talk with Ozzy about it.
Okay, because it seems like whenever you see a black dog coming toward you, you guys kind of cross over to the other side and avoid them.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well,
you know, it's not cool, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Okay. And you're with the security?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sit in here with the big room of monitors on the wall.
Okay. All right.
Hashtag okay, Black well, Labs Matter. What?
Yeah, okay, good. All right, well, good for you. I'm glad to see that you're, you know, following up on
your racism.
Things like this. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, well, you know, I was just getting ready to head out the door. Was there anything else?
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going over to Deer Creek.
Deer Creek, what are you going to do there?
Well, why are you asking?
I'm just making conversation. What are you going to do there?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what this call is about.
Well, it's about you being a racist, you and Ozzy being a racist, and teaching your dog to be a racist in this day and age. Come on. But what are you doing out there, though? What are you going to do? Are you taking Ozzy?
I have to say, actually, that he sort of came that way. He was part of the package. Well, we don't know what happened in the first 2 years of his life.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I mean, so he was born a racist?
Now, which dog do you have?
I have a cat. Are you saying Ozzy... I'm sorry. Are you saying Ozzy was born a racist?
I don't really know, because we didn't really get him until he was over 2 years old.
Oh, so, I see. Okay.
You know, I don't know what happened in his first 2 years, although, you know, who knows? But listen, Roy, it's really nice chatting with you, and I was really getting ready to head out the door.
Okay.
But I've got your number on the phone, so I'll give you a call back.
Okay. Hey, Ozzy's not sneaking out late at night, is he? You don't just let him run free at night, do you?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's just that on the security cameras, we've been seeing a group of dogs hanging out. Like by the picnic table and smoking and being loud.
No,
we think drugs may be involved.
Maybe. I know he does have a dark side.
Yep. So, don't be racist though. Come on. 2016, man.
No. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, like I said, he came to the package. So I don't know what happened in those first 2 years.
Okay, all right. So. Well, I'm going to let you go, and you have fun doing whatever sketchy thing you're doing that you're afraid to tell me about.
All right. Okay, great. Sounds good. Thanks,
all right.
Roy.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 407th episode of the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Arby, and today is October 25th, 2017. I have just a few announcements. Number one, we're having a pumpkin carving contest this year, I guess. If you're doing a pumpkin this year, if you want to do like a PLA-style pumpkin, I still haven't gone through my emails and gotten all of the submissions from this year, put them on the Facebook, but I will. I promise. It'll happen. And today I'll be using one of the submissions as show art. There's been some pretty good ones this year so far, and I still don't think there's any kind of a prize. I mean, I guess I could give you guys Clown Sec coins. I ordered some coins from Clown Sec, and Don Fickles threw in a few extras, like he always does, because he's awesome. Maybe I'll just give those away as prizes. I'll just give you my old junk that Don Fickles gave me. I'm sorry, Don Fickles. I shouldn't call your coins junk. They're so much better than mine. I have such coin envy. If you want to send in a pumpkin, though, just send it to snowplowshow@phonelosers.com. In fact, send all of your show stuff to snowplowshow@phonelosers.com, please. I've been making some progress on my emails, trying to reorganize everything, and it's helping a little bit that people are now using that new email address. So if you use the old one, you're a communist. Please don't do that. But it's okay. I'll get it anyway. I'm just saying. That opening song, that was by Henrik. That's the second song he's done from us. The first one was called Toward the Gates of Roy. You guys remember that one, don't you? I don't play that one nearly enough. But that one's called Who the Heck Are You? And thank you, Henrik, for making another song for the show. Today's show is brought to you by John P. Thanks, John P., for being a supporter of the show. I think on the Patreon. No, wait, I think John P's on the website. He's one of those weird website people. There's still a bunch of people subscribing through the website. I tried to get rid of that, but you guys just won't go away. You keep signing up. But thank you, John P, for supporting the show today. You can support the show too if you want. It's patreon.com/phonelosers. Sign up on there for just $5 a month. You get extra shows every week. Most weeks, and you get a special tag in the Discord that makes everybody jealous of you. They'll probably be mean to you because they're jealous. It's awesome. It's like a class war. And you get access to the entire archive of the Hobosodes. Those are slightly shorter shows that only the Patreon people get to hear. Like on the last one, on Hobosode 51, I tried to convince some lady that she lived in a simulated reality, but she just didn't want to hear it. On Hobosode 50, we confronted some lady that abandoned her child in a hardware store over a month ago. He'd been living there ever since. That's the kind of stuff we do in Hobosodes. We confront bad mothers. What else have we done? We called up Residents of Phoenix and, I don't know, we did a bunch of weird Waymo calls. Didn't I do that on a regular show too? I can't remember. I do way too many shows. But you're missing a bunch of extra pranks if you don't sign up on the Patreon. Don't be stupid. Sign up on patreon.com/phonelosers. That should be the Patreon slogan. Don't be stupid. You guys have been awesome, by the way, upping your pledges. We got a bunch of new subscribers lately, just because they feel bad about the whole court thing and the fines and all that. And that's pretty awesome. Like, there's a bunch of people just signing up for $1 a month, which, you know, every little bit helps. Helps keep the show going. Anyway, let's get started on today's show. Do some audio-based magic. Instead of smoke and mirrors, we use sound effects and completely unbelievable stories. And instead of saying abracadabra, we say this is Jim from the corporate office. And what else? Instead of a magic wand, I use an IP phone client on my laptop. Wow, that sounds pretty lame. Never mind, I'm quitting on this one. I should have stuck with the telephone-based improv comedy thing. But no, John P. said he wanted audio-based magic today. No improv for him. I don't know who he thinks he is.
Test pilot Tuck Pendleton wants to make history. Supermarket clerk Jack Putter needs a vacation.
Jack, sir, I'm Jack, sorry. You're late. That's not good. You know it's coupon day.
Lieutenant Pendleton is about to be miniaturized, placed into this needle, and then injected into this rabbit.
Rock and roll.
But something went wrong, and Tuck's about to get a new destination. Inside Jack Putter.
I'm in a man.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm possessed!
Now, Jack's got twice the problems.
How you doing, Jack?
But he's double the man. With Tuck on his side.
Kick him more cows!
In his gut. And on his case.
You're not gonna bag groceries all your life, are you, Jack?
And only 24 hours left for Jack to get out of danger. So that Tuck can get out of Jack. Dennis Quaid, Martin Short. Give yourself a shot of adventure. Inner Space.
Dustin has sent me a list from the complaintsboard.com. Again, I guess he's done this before, where he just goes to complaintsboard.com and people complain about their cell phone service and other things. And I don't think they're supposed to do this, like the people that complain, but they like to put their phone number in their complaints on a public complaints board. And I don't know why I don't use complaintsboard.com more often. Someone told me about this, I think, earlier this year. Probably Dustin. And I guess I'm just too lazy to go there and search for posts that have phone numbers in them, even though that would be really easy to do. Like here, I'm just gonna type into the search form on complaintsboard.com. My phone number is, let's see what I get. Yep, there we go. There's a bunch of phone numbers. Please have someone call me at, I demand a representative call me at, and these are all current. Like those two were from October 24th, October 22nd for Duke Energy and Progressive Insurance. Here's a Domino's pizza. Holy shit, you guys. Why am I not doing this? Why am I not doing shows like this every single day? Here, let me try a different search. I'm going to search for the phrase, my phone number is. Yep, there's a bunch of new ones. 1,000 matches on here. Here's one for LA Fitness. Here's one for a place called eDreams. We've got Dollar Tree, Direct Energy in Canada. Someone complaining about their Android tablet. All of them within the past couple weeks. You know, it starts with the most recent and then goes backwards. So yeah, I'm an idiot for not doing this myself all the time. I need to put a bookmark on this page to these various search phrases, and I need to do more shows of just calling these people that put their phone numbers out. Here's one from Burger King. After taking a bite, we all threw our food away. All I wanted was a gift card, so I didn't have to go back to this crappy Burger King. Wow, I should just throw away Dustin's list here and do my own. But no, I guess I'll do Dustin's numbers here. He's compiled a list of people complaining about their cell phone service. And the first one here is from a guy that has AT&T Wireless. He says his email service has been down for 3 weeks. My email stopped working. I've lost valuable mail that can't be brought back up. Hey, look, there's the solution right in his complaint. Back up your emails, Gary. That's like the first rule of computing. Back up your shit. I've called multiple and end up stay on the phone for hours talking to several people about my email. I bet those people love you. Transfer to multiple people with no help. I'm on the premium phone device for my wireless service. Something needs to be done. I'm a 25-year customer. Please fix my email. So what, he uses AT&T for his email? Who does that? I'm going to educate this guy about Gmail. Or at the very least, Yahoo. Something, you know, not AT&T. Never use your provider's email, because then you're stuck with your provider forever.
Hello.
Hello, Gary?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Mr. Dabalina from AT&T.
Uh-huh.
I understand you were having some problems with your phone there.
Yeah, I've been down for 4 weeks now.
Oh my God, your connection sounds like ass. I can barely even hear you. Maybe I should call back or something.
Yeah, my phone's on now.
Yeah.
Send emails out or not?
Oh, have you ever thought? Have you ever thought about?
Call me back.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, that sounds a little better. A little.
Yeah, well,
I guess.
You know, I'm about ready to throw this out the door, man. It's 4 weeks. 4 weeks of my email has been down, and I've called.
Well, then you wouldn't get any phone calls if you threw it out the window.
Yeah, you know, that's, well,
like a go cup.
That's what happens sometimes when you get upset. You're paying a lot of money for your phone, and you're not getting your service. So, you know, then you go find somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, but I've been with AT&T 30 years.
What?
And, wouldn't want to do that.
With cell phone service? You've been with us for 30 years?
Yeah, I was with you guys back when you were Singular.
Yeah, well, see, that was a whole different company. That was Singular Wireless. That was the new AT&T. But then we switched back to AT&T.
Well,
we became the new Singular.
Yeah,
so,
well, I've
technically,
been with you guys a long time.
Technically, you've just been with us for like 10 years or something.
Well, there's a few ways to look at it, I guess. But
Yep.
I know one thing right
exaggerated.
Now, my mail don't work. And I've been paying my bill to AT&T for a long time.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about moving to a better area, like where you get better service and then it might work better? Like just move to a bigger city. Where there's better towers?
Sir, I live in Charleston. What do you mean? You would want me to leave and move to get better service?
Yeah, yeah.
And I live in a multi-million dollar
dumpster?
gated community.
Well, sounds like a multi-million gated community that doesn't have good cell phone towers.
Well, right now I'm on U.S. driving home to my home.
Sounds like you live in bumfuck Charleston. Like you should move to the other. Okay. You didn't like that. And I guess his connection dropped. You know, terrible service.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I guess he's not gonna pick back up. I messed that one up. Shot my load early, I guess. And by the way, he said 30 years in that phone call just now. And on this complaint board, he said 25 years. So who knows what to believe anymore? 30 years, that's like 1987, right? Sounds like somebody's exaggerating. Looks like the next one is not a cell phone, it's actually a cable company. I thought these were all cell phones, but it looks like there's a combination. And this guy's complaint is huge. I don't want to sit here and read all this. But the headline says he's been without internet service for 6 days due to your mistake. Of course, it's someone else's mistake. It's not ever his mistake. He's always the victim. But I see a lot of random capital letters. Like, every time he uses the word your, it's all capital. Like, here it says, he told me that the soonest one of your technicians could come out to me was only... And then here, what else? I called customer service to see when your technician would arrive. Wow, he's... That's weird. Now it's been 6 days without your internet service that I paid for. I bet this guy was pissed that there was no boldface option on here, so he had to just capitalize everything. What he told me that one of your technicians disconnected me from your box.
Oh. You have reached the number to which you have dialed. Please leave your name, phone number, and a short message, and I will call you back.
Wow, Victor. What a smartass. I was really hoping this guy would pick up. I kind of want to put that on my machine now.
You have reached the number to which you have dialed. Please leave your name.
Aw, I guess he's not there. Damn it.
Bye.
Hey, Victor? Victor? It's Cablevision. Hello? Cablevision calling. Hello? Can you hear me? Victor? 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 He picked up. I was trying to resolve his issues through Cablevision, and like he picked up and said goodbye. No wonder no one will fix his problems. You won't let him. He just picks up the phone and sets it down. Victor? Victor, I hear you breathing. Victor. Come on, Victor. Victor? Hey! I'm here to fix your internet. Fixing your internet. Hello? Hello? Victor. Victor. Well, shit, you guys. I don't know. Ugh, that was loud. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try him right back. It's probably going to be busy.
You have reached the number to which you have dialed. Please leave your name, phone number, and a short message, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Victor. I was calling to help you fix your cable problems, because I know you've been without internet, and just going to fix it for you, but you're kind of a jerk and just set the phone down and ignored me, so whatever. Hopefully someone else fixes it for you, since you won't let me do it, you big jerk. Okay, well, thank you. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Damn it, Victor. Maybe I could try him at nighttime or something. The next one here is Verizon Communications, and this is another really long rant that I don't want to read, but his headline says he has weak or no wired modem. Modem is spelled M-O-D-U-M. That seems appropriate. Internet service. Because according to the first paragraph, it had died completely on August 5th. Oh shit, this is an old one. This is from a couple months ago. So I'm guessing it's been fixed by now, but let's give him a call anyway. His last paragraph says, "Secondly, I request that Verizon improve their customer service system to reduce wait time and reliance on foreign personnel with poor use of the English language." Wow, what a big racist. Hello? 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 Brian? Hello? Okay, I think he picked up and hung up. I think he heard me say the word racist. He's like, oh shit, they caught me. They knew who I am. Brian?
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was calling for Brian, and someone just hung up on me. I was from Verizon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Who's calling, please?
This is Mr. Dabalina. I'm calling from Verizon.
Oh, sure. Okay. And he's outside.
What's he doing out there?
He's not fixing Verizon. We count on our excellent technician for that.
Oh, I see. I thought he
was... No, he just happens to be outside, and I can't get to him.
Okay. Well, what's he doing, though? Like, why can't you get to him? Is he in, like, a bunker out there? Is he, like, digging a hole?
No, he's building a ceiling in his workshop, and he's up in the rafters of the ceiling.
Why does he need a ceiling? What was he, Mr. Fancy Pants or something?
I don't know. Why are you asking so many personal questions?
I don't know. It just seems excessive. Like, what's he need a ceiling for? It's probably, you know, it's probably going to make it so it's warmer in there all the time. It's going to get all...
That's what he wants.
I know, but it'll
so
be...
So he can work out there in the winter.
Right, but in the summer, it's going to suck. He's going to be regretting that in the summer.
No, he won't. He has it all worked out.
What, is he going to put air conditioning in there? That's a waste. That's like killing the earth. Like, we don't need another air conditioner running just because he wants...
You know what? This conversation's unnecessary. What can I help you with Verizon? Or are you going to call him back?
Well, I guess I could. I thought you were having internet problems.
We have been. We haven't had internet for 3 days.
Well, can you tell him, like, if he puts a ceiling in, that's just going to make the Wi-Fi signals bounce around more, and it's going to make it even worse?
The Wi-Fi is not out there. It's in our house.
Right, but it affects it everywhere. Those signals bounce all over the place before they hit your laptop. They can go to Mars and back, and he's just messing it all up with his dumb ceiling idea.
Look, you don't even know us. You have no clue what's going on. And it's, furthermore, none of your damn business.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you want to talk Verizon, I'll be glad to.
Okay, what's the problem?
But what we do with our lives is none of your business.
Well, you keep bringing it up.
I beg your pardon?
You're the one that kept bringing it up? You told me about the ceiling. Nope. Oh, all right. And wow, I just saw the first paragraph in here. He says, we are paying for a 3 megabits per second plan with 1.1 megabits per second guaranteed floor. Is that right? 3? I mean, maybe it's DSL or something. I don't know. They're always pretty crappy.
Yes?
Hey, your internet service hung up on me. I think it was because of the ceiling.
No, it wasn't. I pushed the off button.
Well, that was dumb. How are we going to talk if you do that?
We're not.
Okay. That would make sense. I wish G-Ad was over at her house right now with a hidden camera, recording her conversation with her husband about the ceiling and Wi-Fi signals. But whatever, let's move on to the next one. G-Ad's too lazy to do calls of mass confusion anymore. Next is another internet line from someone named Rolita, who puts her full name and address on this thing, and I guess, yep, there's her phone number, her email address. It's another long rant, and I see one line in here that is completely capitalized. I'll just read that sentence. She says, Frontier claimed that I am still responsible for the $592 telephone bill, even though when I signed up, I did not ask for home phone or never connected the phone into a jack. That's the capitalized part. This is a malfunction and a misunderstanding on their part. She does not capitalize the word there, like that last person. My statement is full of 411 information calls, traffic report, and other numbers not related or relevant to me. I am writing to have Frontier remove these changes from my account. I think she means charges. And if the changes have been sent to collection agency, my credit restored.
Hello?
Hi there, Rotilla. This is Steve Dave from the internet. I understand you're having some problems with your service there on your bill.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing today?
Yes, but I thought it was resolved. I spoke to Amy.
Oh, no. It was resolved, but we went ahead and put that $592.36 back on your bill. So
why?
So now it's not again.
Why?
I don't know, because we thought maybe you just needed a little bit more help.
A little bit more help in what?
Yeah, but, well, the reason I'm actually...
Hold on, let me step outside.
Okay.
Okay.
What's wrong with inside?
Okay, tell me that you went ahead and put the $500 and something on my bill?
Yeah, something like that. No, actually what I was calling is because it looks like you've been calling, you've reached your threshold limit thing on the amount of 411 information calls you can dial each month. So I'm just calling to let you know that we've had to disable that for now until the next billing cycle.
I don't have any phone with you, and I shouldn't have anything else going on with you.
No, you've been calling 411 like all the time. Like you just dial 411 willy nilly, like crazy. It's like you're looking for your lost love named Kay or something. If I had to guess.
Okay, who am I talking to again? What's your name?
I think I said Steve Dave Dabalina.
Oh, you think you said Steve?
Well, no, we never give our real names on here. So we just give fake names, and I can't remember which one I gave you. I think I said Steve Dave though, didn't I?
Also, you give out fake names.
Well, yeah, all call centers do. It's not just us. Every call center does this. Like
also, you're the call center.
Right, yeah. Like when they transfer you to a supervisor, that's just them doing a voice. It's just a new name, you know?
Oh, okay.
I'm just
so
saying.
Do I have an account?
That's just
do
the
I have an account with you guys?
Do you? I don't know. Do you? Did you?
I had an account.
Oh,
I thought that account was closed.
You closed it? Why'd you close it?
Because of the line continued dials, automatic 411.
Mm-hmm. Was it really calling 911? That's pretty crazy. Like, are you sure you
411 and 911? That's the line that that your company was unable to fix.
Oh no! I think it was something that was happening at your house. Like, do you have kids? Maybe they're just playing.
No,
on
there's
the
nothing in my house. I don't have a line in my house. I shouldn't have had a line in my house because I never connected an internet.
Yeah, I'm talking.
And that was the whole dispute.
Well, you know, you got to put a phone line in there too. What if you want a phone line?
I don't need a phone line.
You never know.
I use my cell phone.
You might need a phone line someday. Like this whole cell phone fad, it's going to go away any day now. People are going to go back to home phones.
Okay, I don't need a phone line.
But no, I think like if you have kids, they're probably just playing on the phone. That's what was happening. It wasn't our fault.
Nobody played on the line. There's no one else in the house but me.
Oh, so you're playing on the
phone. I thought this was resolved.
No, it's resolved. I'm just calling to follow up. I didn't really put that money back on your account. I was just kidding. I was just trying to break the ice.
So what is the game?
No, there's no game. I don't know. I like just calling to see how happy you were. Maybe you want to come back to us. Like, who'd you move to? I bet you they're crappy.
Okay, I really don't want to talk to you.
Did you go with the cable company? Did you go with Time Warner or something? There she goes. I got a little bit lost on that one. But I was just noticing as she was picking up, there's all this stuff about 911 on her bill. She says after she got Frontier, she would frequently get disturbed by an aggressive police officer's knock, responding to a 911 call on my landline telephone. But how can I do such when I do not have an actual telephone connected to a jack? I don't know. Maybe you unplugged the phone and hid it in a closet so the police officer couldn't see it. We don't know. She says, the police officer then would regularly knock on my door at any time of the day and or night, either at 0200 or 0400. She actually wrote it as military time for some reason. But she's contradicting herself because first she said at any time of the day or night, and now all of a sudden it's specific times. There's so many holes in this story. Claiming that 911 calls are being dialed from my apartment, I replied to the police officer that I do not have a landline and there is no one else living here but me. One time, the apartment's office manager called me at work and upset to inform me that some police officers were at my door responding to another 911 call. Wow, that's pretty fucked up. How's that even happen? These actions continued to occur throughout the next couple of weeks and at various times of the day. Not specific times, not 0200 and 0400, just various times. Not any times this time, just various times. It keeps changing. On top of this, my internet did not work. Okay, I'm going to stop reading this because I'm done with this call. But I kind of want to, I want to call her back and ask her about this 911 thing. My internet was finally restored. The lines were crossed, the technician said. How do lines get crossed? Does that mean someone needed 911 and they couldn't get through? Because she was hoarding all the 911 to herself?
Please leave a message.
She's not going to pick up. I guess I'll stop calling her. But I guess after all of that craziness happened, like the next month, she got a bill for $592 for for a bunch of 411 calls, and that's where she goes crazy and starts using all caps. That's pretty crazy stuff. But how does that even happen? How do lines get crossed? I can see lines getting crossed somehow, but how could they be crossed in a way that, like, just tons of 911 is being sent to her house? That's not a crossed line. That's some kind of a computer fuck-up or something. Next, it looks like we're going back to cell phone accounts. Dustin is just all over the place with these things. Wait, there's no phone number in this one. What the hell, Dustin? There's a picture, but nah, I don't see a phone number in the picture either. Now Dustin's just messing with me. What the hell, Dustin? I don't need this. Yeah, weird. No phone number in this one. I guess I will move on to Boost. The last one on his list is Boost Mobile, my favorite carrier. And this one does have a phone number. They have an iPhone 6. I'm calling since 12 p.m. today to get support warranty on my phone every time I called the Bright Star. The Bright Star. They do not have any information. I called again, Boost Mobile, and they give me a different serial number, but nothing is matching with my phone or my information. This one is from about a month ago. I purchased this phone online, and they do not have correct information in the system. I just keep calling here and there, and it is now 5:15 p.m., and nothing is solved.
Hello.
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 Hi, this is Big Dave from Boost Mobile. I'm calling about your your Boost Mobile service.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
That's good. Good to hear. I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
So were you having problems with your service?
If I have problem with my service?
Yeah, well, you know, we call every once in a while because problems are so frequent with Boost Mobile. So we just assumed that you're probably going to be having problems.
Oh.
It's that time of the month, you know?
So far, I don't have any issues so far.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. You got your... Yeah. I think it looks like on here you were having problems with your support warranty because every time you called the Bright Star,
that was like... I called maybe a month ago. Yes. End of September, yes. I was calling about the warranty.
Yeah, like mid-September. What's the Bright Star? What is the Bright Star? It sounds like the Bright Star. It says you were trying to call the Bright Star. What is the Bright Star? Is that a club or something?
Yes, they told me that they are the warranty.
Like a discotheque?
They give the warranty to you, to Boost Mobile. That's why they give me that number and I call. For Apple.
For Apple phones. I see.
Yeah, for Apple phones, they cover the warranty, extended warranty, I guess, something like that.
Yup.
So you assume that I was paying the extra warranty, but I didn't, and then there was a confusion.
You know what they say about people who assume, right? They make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yes.
So, are you sure you're not having problems because your connection sounds awful? I know Boost Mobile is like an awful carrier and just sounds like crap all the time, but it sounds especially bad right now.
I usually sometimes get like, I don't know if it's the phone or the service, but I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if it's the phone, it's the service. I'm using them for so long that I really...
It's like Stockholm syndrome, right?
Yeah, I guess that is easy.
Yeah, but you know what? You need to be a strong woman and rise up and go find yourself a better carrier than Boost. Like, you know what?
What is your suggestion?
AT&T, Verizon, you know, anything that's not for hobos. Like, I'm not allowed to have any other carrier here, but I do anyway, and they don't know. I use Sprint, and like my boss has no idea. Like I took, you know, it says like Sprint on my phone. I crossed that out with a Sharpie, and I wrote Boost.
Yeah, but you know what? Sprint, for example, is the same as Boost Mobile. They always have some kind of other company.
That's what they want you to think.
You know, backing up though. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Just stay in your abusive relationship with Boost. See if I care.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess I'll let you go. I gotta call people here that have real problems.
No problem. Okay.
Okay. Well, have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Alba. Her name's not really Alba. I just watch a lot of The Mick. There's no name on this one. That's the last one from Dustin's list. But I mean, I'm going to hold on to the list because there's a few that didn't pick up here. Although, Dustin, I think I'm going to not call this one that's like a 89-year-old woman with diabetes that lives home alone. I think I'll just pretend that one didn't answer. But I still want to do a few of my searches here on complaintsboard.com and see what I can find. Oh, look at that. The very first one for the phrase, "My number is a certain grocery store." I think I'll stay away from that one. Here's one for a bank. I think I'll leave banks alone for now. There's Vodafone. I may have to get international dialing to do some of these. Here's something called 1955 in Los Angeles. I don't know what the hell that is, but they're having some billing problems with them. Oh my god, you guys. So there's this one here. It's a complaint on some...
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach...
It's a company called Badu Trading. And the person complaining says that their data has been leaked. "My number is," and it has her phone number, or his phone number, "I don't know how my number is leaked. People are WhatsApping me and asking for a date, which I am not interested in doing." So he puts his phone number up on a public complaints board and doesn't understand how his number leaked. And I would love to call him, but he's in a different country, and I'm too lazy to switch over to Google Voice and make a call. So let's move on to this one that's...
Hello.
Hi there, Christy.
Yes.
Hey, this is Big Dave from Green Dot. I understand you're having some problems with our service.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Okay, what's the problem?
Well, I had purchased a card from you guys. It was through Walgreens, actually.
Mm-hmm. Way to assume the gender of everyone. Go ahead.
Okay. I had bought the card from Walgreens. Ooh, and then
truth comes out.
I went to activate the card. It said invalid.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited, you know, even longer, and it still said invalid. I couldn't get anywhere with it, so I took it back to Walgreens. I had my receipt, and I had everything with it. And the lady up there, the manager, was trying to help me with it, had no luck as well. So she called and tried to talk to somebody. Finally, she got a live person, and they told us that there was evidently a batch or a certain amount of, I guess, a lot of them that had been sent that were bad. And they told us that... you know, if I sent in an email with a copy of my receipt, with all of my information, the man got the store manager's name, the store info, all that, that they would give me a refund. And that has been, I'd have to look at my receipt, to be honest with you, to tell you how long it's been over a month, I could tell you that.
Now you're going to be honest.
And I still have not heard one thing.
Well, now you've heard one thing, because I'm calling you.
You don't have to, I know you don't are, lie. And you know Jeez. What? I am very impressed that somebody's actually called me, and it's a live person.
Yep.
I'm very excited about that.
And I'm not even a foreigner, right?
Right. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Hate those foreigners.
Yep. So, but I mean, I was aggravated. I mean, the store manager was, you know, she got on there, was on speaker with me, trying to help me, you know, as much as she could with everything. You know, she confirmed, you know, that yes, I purchased everything there. You know, I know, granted, it was only $57,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But that was not even my money.
Chump
it
change.
Was my son's. And he was at work, and he has to have an SR-22 insurance, and he's mandated to have insurance, and so
yep.
I'd always used Green Dot before to be able to pay his insurance for him, and then I couldn't do that, and I hadn't gotten paid yet myself, so therefore I didn't know what to do, because I'm like, I'm at a loss, you know.
Yeah.
I had to go, and I had to tell my son he had to come up with more money. And I was very upset.
Shush. Yep. Why don't you just throw it away and get another one? You know, just throw it out. So just be like, you know, easy come, easy go. Throw it in the trash, get another one. The next one will work.
Well, because I'm out $57.
Well, no, it's more like your son's out $57. Let it, you know, tell him, you know, if you didn't want to be out $57, maybe you should have gone there and got it yourself.
That's, well, that's that what I tell my son. That's my son.
Yeah, but he's an adult, you know? Let him do his own stuff.
Okay, well, my son may be an adult, but he also works a lot.
Yeah,
and I was trying to help my son out. And, wow.
Are you
serious right now? Because,
yeah, I mean,
honestly, I'm sorry, but I find offense to that.
Well, it seems like it'd be easier than making such a big deal out of it.
It'd be easier for what? To say, I'm out $57, so it's okay?
Well, yeah.
No. No.
Like, how much is your time worth?
What is your name?
How much is your time worth with all these phone calls and stuff?
Wasting my time with all the phone calls and stuff?
No,
time is $57, okay? And that was my son's money, not my money.
That's what I was saying.
Okay, that was his insurance money, and you guys are a company. And yes, I would sue you guys for $57.
Ma'am, do you think, just real quick, could you tell those people?
I would like to talk to a supervisor.
Okay, let me get them. But could you tell
them? Right, yes.
I'm going to get them right now. But can you tell those people in the background real quick to shut the fuck up? Because they're kind of loud. It's hard to hear you.
Did you just tell the people in the background to shut the fuck up?
Thank you. Whoa.
And it's a company.
No, ma'am.
I have a number again and tell them exactly.
What?
Are you there?
Yeah. Ching, chang, walla walla, bing, bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah. Ching, ching, walla walla, bing, bang. Is that how it goes? I forget.
For money on her card.
Hello?
Hi.
This is her son, Jason Boyer. What's up?
Hey, Jason. Why can't you just go get your own card? Your own green dot, you know? It's time to cut the cord, you know?
Hey, I guarantee you, I'm going to call a supervisor.
What company are you guys through again?
Green Dot.
No, actually, I'm calling from a call center here in Toronto. It's a prank call center, and I work the Wednesday shift. So, no, we're not with Green Card. I never told her I was with Green Card. I was just making a prank call, that's all.
Yes, he did.
All right, goodbye, sir.
Why are you hanging up, Jason?
Because you already admitted to being a prank caller.
Right, yeah. I work in the call center on Wednesdays. Wednesday mornings.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. But she got pretty upset. Like, what was that all about? Is she always that high strung? Jason, hello?
Hello.
Hey. What's with all the, you know, the billions of kids in the background? Is she have like, you have like a
family members? Are you not a family guy?
Well, I don't have, like, you know, 36 kids here at my house. If that doesn't make me a family guy, then I guess, no, I'm not a family guy.
I bought a green dot card.
Yeah, hey, could you tell that your mother in the background to shut the fuck up real quick?
Hey, can you tell your company to shut the fuck up and put me off your call list?
Yeah, sure, I can do that. We have a do not call list here at the prank call center.
Oh, that's nice. We enjoy your call center. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sure. Okay, bye. I think I like telling people that I'm a prank call center instead of a Skippy and Dippy morning show. Or, excuse me, a gerbil in the butt. Whatever I'm supposed to say now. I had no idea what Green Dot was, though. I just looked it up. I should have looked it up while I was talking to her. But it's basically just a prepaid credit card. If I'd known that, I would have been like, well, why doesn't he get a real bank account? Stop being such a hobo using prepaid cards. What does he have, Metro PCS too? Next, we have... Let Go is the company. What are they? Hold on. Let me click on it. Oh, shit. You guys, like, I didn't know you had to click on it. It's just a summary if I'm just looking at a list. But if I click on it, I get their entire complaint here. And I still don't know what Let Go is, but whatever. I don't care. It has something to do with a Ford F-150 four-door supercab. This guy is selling his truck for free because he plans on robbing some... Jesus Christ, what? He plans on robbing somebody or something. I asked him why the truck was for free. He told me I could take it or not. And when I didn't respond, he called me a retard and started sending me other at malicious messages. I think there's spelling errors here or something. His name is... lives near Capitol Boulevard. Please, please get back with me and contact me about this user. I'm afraid for anybody who meets up with him. I guess not afraid enough to just call the police. Like, that would be the thing to do if you think he's going to rob someone, wouldn't it? Instead of complain. So I'm guessing Let Go is a Craigslist type place. where you let go of your previous things. So this guy is just assuming that this guy is going to rob people? Like, where does he get that from? Joey, hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, you forgot to say hello. This is Steve Dave from Let Go. You contact us about some user trying to rob you?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think
that was a little while ago, but it was very, very suspicious, and I saw other, like, reports of people who had, like, somehow reviewed him and said that he was trying to, like sell a, like, a really, really nice truck for, like, a super cheap amount of money, mm-hmm. and then he was, like, saying some weird things, like, over the chat and stuff. Like, I have to pull it up.
I wonder if he's just like a prank caller, maybe just like joking with people. Like, was he really?
I don't know. There were a few people that had serious issues with this dude. I have really good reviews on Let Go. Like, I only do good business on Let Go.
Oh yeah, and we appreciate that. But are you the only one that thought he's going to rob people? Like, did the other people think he was going to rape them or do securities fraud?
I don't know. He blocked me.
Oh. That's weird.
I can't see anything that he did, like that he said.
He must be a robber then, if he blocked you, like totally a robber there.
I don't know.
Hey, by chance, do you smoke a lot of weed?
Like, no.
Maybe you're just really paranoid.
What?
Well, I just mean for you to assume that some guy's gonna rob you just because he's a weirdo.
Nah.
Okay, just checking. You know, we have to cover all our bases here and try and figure out what the problem is.
Well,
what you typing?
All right, I mean, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but...
I wish I could
pull up his messages. Like, he was acting really, really strange and saying that, like, I should, like, go over there and come and get it or something. And then he, like, started cussing me out and calling me a retard and all sorts of things when I told him I didn't want to... like, show up.
Well, why would you want to buy a truck from someone that's abusive anyway? Like, it sounds like you're just kind of dumb.
Well, he just, like, got into it.
Well, it sounds like you're probably provoking him. Can you please stop provoking people on our service? We'll have to delete your account if you keep that up, young man.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, don't be a dick.
Delete my account because I was a dick by provoking him. Like, I mean, if you could prove it, I mean, yeah, sure, but like you can't. Like, I didn't provoke him.
Kind of in the same way that you can't prove that he's a robber?
Well, you should look at other people's reviews and see what they have to say about him. Like, I don't think other people...
Well, maybe you should look at his reviews before you even interact with him, and that would, you know, let you know that you should leave this weirdo alone. Durr.
I don't know, man.
Just learn how to use the internet, stupid.
What?
I said just learn how to use the internet, stupid.
Yes, ma'am.
How'd you know I'm a ma'am?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you just told me.
Well, yeah, okay. Thank you for recognizing my gender. Most people call me a sir, and I don't appreciate when they do that. I have to yell at them.
I got you.
Okay, well, lay off the weed or whatever hard drugs you're doing and stop harassing our users.
For sure.
All right, thank you very much. Whatever. Have a nice day.
You too. Oh, shit.
I thought he was going to stay there and keep talking to me, so I was giving him the hang-up noise. You know, the hang-up noise that doesn't make any sense because that's not what he would have heard. But whatever. Wow, what the hell is this one? Failure to comply with a subpoena? Your company was served with a judicial subpoena by the New York something Secretary of State but failed to comply or even contact me regarding my inability to comply. The trial was adjourned. Wait, what is this? Like, there's no... It just says Giordian O Law... I'm confused. Oh, but that's his name. Here, I'm just going to call him and ask him to explain what this craziness is. If I do not hear from your company in 1 week regarding its intention, I will bring an order to show cause to hold it in contempt and seek punitive damages for the willful failure to comply with it.
This is Anthony. No one is available to answer your call at this time. Please leave your name and a brief message.
All right, he's not going to pick up, I guess. But what a weird complaint. I don't understand any of that one. Looks like we have a CVS pharmacy here. An employee at the pharmacy named Trevor is the one that they're complaining about. I'm an LPN student, very compassionate and sympathetic to all people. I also told him he's in the wrong field of business because his attitude is disgusting and he should be a garbage man because then his attitude wouldn't bother anyone. And he said, yes, I'm starting with you. What? Oh, wait, there's a whole rant here. I forgot to click on it again. I don't understand. Okay, I was reading like somewhere in the middle. That just seemed crazy. I was bringing my prescription in to get filled at this and this employee was disgustingly nasty, rude, and extremely confrontational. It sounds like this person is kind of confrontational, to be honest. I'm just going to tell him that. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Finnick.
It's
Steve Dave. I'm calling from customer care with CVS. I understand you had a problem with Trevor.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you? I was like, CVS.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, good. Yep. How are you doing?
Okay. I have a toothache. I'm getting my tooth pulled on Monday.
Oh, you don't have to do that. We have tooth stuff here at CVS. Like, it repairs your teeth. You got, like, you can basically be your own dentist. We have dental tools, drills, all kinds of, you know, that patching stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were telling me that I needed a root canal. Ah. Like, no.
Don't listen
I'm
to
like, pull it out.
We have root canal kits. This is CVS.
Oh, I need to come in here and see.
Yeah,
I
don't want to bump into like, Trevor. It's just $39.99. For a root canal kit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could save so much money.
Oh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go.
I'm surprised you don't know that as an LPN student.
I did not.
Yep. You learn. You learn something new every day.
28, like, yeah. Let me tell you, your guy, Trevor, that works at that CVS, I don't know what was wrong with him. And from the understanding I have with other customers that walked over to me as I was talking to the store manager, the lady, she said every time she comes in that store, she said, I hate coming here. I don't think anyone should ever feel like they hate going somewhere.
Yeah.
And
like to work.
She was like, she
deal
hates
with people
coming
like you.
Here. Right, exactly. She said, I hate coming.
Mm-hmm.
What his problem is. But I was like, he was beyond nasty. I don't know if you guys looked at the video, but apologizing to your pharmacist, the manager. I kept apologizing for stooping to his level, but it was like I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I just couldn't.
Well, this isn't the first time with Trevor. It's always something with Trevor.
Yeah, I couldn't believe. You have to excuse my language, and please excuse my language too. He was like, I asked him, I said, I just would like to know, because he never greeted me or anything, so I tried to ignore it. And I'm like, I just wanted to know if there's a long wait because I want to get my prescription filled.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, I don't know. So I said, okay.
Trevor.
I'm like, well, I want to know if I can drop it off and come right back, you know, or I come back in a couple of hours. He was like, well, it depends on what you have.
You know what I would have done if Trevor had been like that to me? I would have, like, thrown down my purse and leaped over the counter and just started wailing on Trevor.
But you know what it was? I had just come from the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you couldn't.
And she prescribed me high blood pressure pills.
Ah.
And, you know, she had given me a prescription for antibiotics. So my pressure was up already. And, you know, when your pressure is up, you don't feel well.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's what brought me to the doctor to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he told me, he said, you got the wrong bitch. I said, excuse me?
The wrong what?
He told me, you got the wrong bitch. I said, excuse me?
Trevor referred to himself as a bitch?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That doesn't even make sense, Trevor.
No, it doesn't. And I said, I'm like, wait a minute. I said, oh, you think you're a woman? And I said, no, sweetie, I'm a woman. I said, no, 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 you're a man. So he told me, please, I'm more woman than you are. And I was
Preach
just
it.
Like, I was like, wait a minute. And I said, you know what? You're in the wrong industry because sick people come in here to get their medication. Nobody's looking to be arguing with you. And so I'm like, you didn't even greet me. He said, well, I'm standing here behind the computer, and you're waving a prescription at me. I promise you, I did not wave my prescription at this man. I've never done anything like that. Like, I'm not a rude person. So that's why I was, like, kind of thrown off. And then I'm just going back and forth with this man. And I said, you know, where's your manager? I said, I don't have to tolerate you. Where's the manager? He said, she can't do nothing. Oh, he was so disrespectful to that manager, the pharmacist. I was like, wait a minute. I could not believe that he spoke like that.
Yeah.
And I said, and she was, you know, like, Trevor, stop. She kept asking him, and he was like, huh, why should I? These people, I have to come here and tolerate these people? And I said, well, what is these people? Because I'm in school now getting my LPN, and I'm going for phlebotomy. I said, I'm really not sure what people you're referring to. He said, huh, please. I said, listen, my husband and I work too hard, and I don't need to be going through this. I said, you must think that I'm a Medicaid or a welfare recipient or something. I said, I think you better look at my insurance. He said, I don't care what you are.
I would have been like, Trevor, you should go be a garbage man or something. That's what I would have told Trevor.
I did say that.
Oh, did you?
Later on in the conversation.
We think alike. We think alike.
Yes, I did. Later on in the conversation. But I will tell you, I felt bad because it went on for a while in front of customers going back and forth. Even when I said to him, I'm going to ignore you. And he was like, huh, the woman with all the horse in her hair. And he just was, I'm going to tell you now, I even called him the N-word. I said, you're a nigga with a dick. Like, because he pissed me off.
Wow.
You know, I
you went there.
I couldn't take him. I couldn't take him because he just kept cursing. He just...
That's what I do. Like, okay, when I'm at the end of my ropes, I use the N-word every time. I hate to admit it, but that's what I do.
Yeah. Like, I could not believe.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe it.
Well, I think...
And at the time, he was upset because I was on the phone with my best friend, who's a correctional officer. And she's wondering, who's talking to me like that? Like, where are you? And she's like, I could send some units out there. She was like, I'll send some cars. And I said, no. I'm like, no, I want to see the store manager. The pharmacist, she was so, you know, polite. She was aggravated, I can tell you that now.
Yep.
He just went back and forth with her. He went back and forth with me. He just would not stop. Even when I was getting my prescription from the pharmacist, he came over by me. When he finally went to walk up on me, I said, oh, you're walking up on me? I said, I tell you what, you're going to go to jail today because I will have the police here. He said, do it. Do it.
I would have pulled out a gun and just shot him in the face.
No, I'm not going to.
No, I know. I'm just saying. That's what I would have done. Fuck Trevor, you know.
And I felt bad because, you know, I did go in there, like, twice after, and I saw him. I wanted to pull him to the side and ask him, like, what is your problem? Like, you know, because it really didn't have to escalate to that. You know what I mean? Like, I could understand everybody has a bad day or whatever, but I'm like, I don't like to go into a place of business, you know, and someone's conducting themselves in a non-professional manner. And then at the same token, like, you know, you kind of want to build a rapport with your customers and with people that you're going to see often, you know. So I don't know.
Well, what we did...
You know, I did check on your manager. Okay.
Yeah, we had the manager this morning. She brought Trevor into the office, and we put them on speaker, and we had her kick Trevor in the balls like 10 times in a row, really hard. So, he kind of is a bitch now, isn't he? You got to go back in there and be like, who's the bitch now, Trevor? Because, you know, he got kicked in the balls.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
I would not.
We took care of him.
No,
you know, probably shouldn't start anything with him again like he did last time, but nope, he's been dealt with. He got kicked in the balls 10 times in a row. He's not going to be like that to anyone else unless he wants 20 times next time.
Wow.
Yep.
We
took care
of
him.
I told your pharmacist, I said, I don't like to see anyone without a job. You know what I mean? But I'm like, you know, he's definitely, I don't feel like he is customer service friendly.
No.
You know, and I don't know how he's even working in the medical profession. Well, I really don't.
That's why we got to teach him. That's why we kicked him in the balls. And next time he does it, like, this is his third ball kicking, believe it or not. He's been with us for 2 years. Right. And this is the third time we've had to kick him in the balls. And before we just kicked him five times in the balls. But, you know, this time 10, we told him next time 20. So he'll learn eventually. Right. Just got to keep at it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yep.
Because like I told your pharmacist, I don't want to, you know, see anyone lose their job or anything, but I just know he can't treat customers like that.
Well, the next time you come in, is it okay if Trevor comes up and says he's sorry and gives you a kiss on the lips?
I would appreciate that because, you know, I go there often and, you know, for him and I to have a good rapport, I don't mind him being gay. You yep. know, I have gay friends. I have gay relatives, yep. so...
You gotta,
I mean,
you got to tolerate him, those gays.
Yeah, he's definitely somebody I could hang out with because I know he will chop someone up.
Yeah, yep. Well, I will ask him when he sees you, he's going to come up and give you a kiss on the lips and say he's sorry.
Oh, no, not on the lips. No.
Oh, on the cheek. On the cheek? Can he give you a kiss on the cheek?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that would be nice.
Okay, and he'll say he's sorry and maybe he'll give you a hug.
Sure.
And if you give him
and
a hug,
apologize
like
apologize to him as well.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I'm glad we can resolve all this. When he gives you a hug, like try not to squeeze him too tight because his balls are still sore.
I'll try.
That's good. All right. Well, I'm glad we resolved this for you, Mrs. Finnick.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm actually glad that you called me, and you know it didn't have to escalate too.
Yeah.
Him losing his job or anything.
Oh,
like
no,
that,
no.
You know?
We don't like to do that. You know, he's a good pharmacist. He's just bad at customer service. So we just kick him in the balls.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'll stop by there today. Hopefully he's working.
Okay. Yeah. Just yeah. Just he'll know to say he's sorry
okay.
and give you a kiss. And I'll tell him not on the lips. No tongue.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Thanks for being a customer.
Yes, thank you.
All right, hang up now.
Okay.
What the fuck, you guys? What the fuck was that? Like I was like, I looked up the numbers to the CVS she's talking about. At first, I was going to bridge them on and like try and get Trevor on the line and have her fire Trevor for us. But it looks like there's two of them here. I didn't know which one to call. I should have asked her which one it was. But she just believed the ball kicking, so I just went with that instead. Can you believe? She, like, it seems like she feels that the entire thing is now resolved. Maybe this is what I should have been doing last year, is resolving people's problems instead of causing more of them. And do you think any of that stuff she said really happened? Like, it seems like she may have been exaggerating about Trevor. Like, who would do all that stuff? That just seems insane to me. I mean, it is New Jersey, but still. And, like, the last line on her complaint here, it says, "My husband and I work hard to be treated in such a manner, and I feel sorry for other customers who have had to deal with this man. Also, please speak with his manager. He's totally out of control." Like, it sounds like she was just trying to get him in trouble or something. Like, maybe he did something that wasn't quite this bad. But even with her side of the story, she seems like the more insane one, really. Like, I kind of don't believe anything she told me. Wow, I don't know what to think of that one. So I tried calling the pharmacies in her city, and nobody can seem to locate a Trevor. But there's other pharmacies, like, not quite in her city, but in the outlying area. And I just don't want to sit here and call them all. I should have just asked her what the address was. I should call her back right now. I really wanted to talk to Trevor, but... Wow, I think that is the call that this show needs to end on. So I'm going to quit right about here. I think this episode's getting too long anyway, but I need to do this again, this whole complaintsboard.com. I know I've said this before on the show, probably also because of Dustin, because apparently he sent me numbers for this before. But this is so easy. You just type in "my number is" into complaintsboard.com. It's an easy way to do a show, apparently, and it's kind of fun. So I highly recommend complaintsboard.com for all your complaining needs. Seems like a nice website to let off some steam and make up fake stories about Trevor at CVS. Like, if some employee is moderately not nice to you, you can come to this site and make up a bunch of lies about him and try and get him fired. What a great service for people. And, like, wasn't she... It sounded like she was cutting in front of the line to go ask Trevor that question. Like, how long are you going to be? Maybe I misunderstood that part. I would love to see the security camera footage for this whole thing, though. Sounds like a good time.
Hi, Brad. This is my first time calling the voicemail, and I just wanted to say two things. One, I wanted to say thank you for all that you do.
Well, you know what? Fuck you. Legal trouble. That's what you get for calling into the voicemails. I'm sorry. Let me go back.
One, I wanted to say thank you for all that you do. The legal trouble.
Yeah.
I know we all appreciate it. And two is...
Not as much as I appreciate
you guys. I actually graduated from the same high school in the same class as T-Falcon.
Oh, shit.
So I know exactly who T-Falcon is.
That's exciting.
And
I'm sorry.
Because of that, I think if I ever call back, I will want to go under the name of Z-Falcon.
Oh, yeah, that'll teach him.
Well, that's all. Cactus, cock taste.
That won't be confusing at all.
Hey, Brad. It's Crazy Calvin.
Hey.
And with the winter months closing in on us, I figured I'd share this joke with you. All right, okay. So, how do astronauts stay warm?
I give up.
They use space heaters.
There you go.
Bye for now.
Good
cactus,
one.
Cactus.
Watch out, Olga. Crazy Calvin's coming for you.
Hi, this is the Waynesboro Walmart Photo Center. Calling to let you know that...
All right. Let's skip that one. I wonder what they were calling to let me know. Oh, look, here's another one. All my voicemails are just Walmart photo labs.
Brad!
Hello.
Up? It's Big Moist again. You changed your voice message.
Yep.
Message. That threw me off.
Yep. Welcome
Anyways,
to last month.
I was going to tell you, I don't know if anyone else has brought this up, but Tim from Distorted View was talking about you a few shows ago, maybe like three or four.
Motherfucker.
Really something about... how he likes that you fuck the people, and you guys should team up. And you guys should team up.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you I have a vision.
I have emailed Tim, and I'm like, hey, let's do some pranks together. He didn't respond yet. Me and him have talked back and forth through emails. We've talked a few times, but I think he's just like me. You know, he gets so behind on just everything, overwhelmed or whatever, all the emails and everything. My guess is he's going to reply to me in like 2 or 3 years, and then we'll do prank calls together.
Sure. And it's you, prank calling people, and as soon as they answer, Tim plays disgusting, repulsive sounds. It could all be very funny, and it might not sound that funny, but trust me, it'd be very funny. You should do it.
Maybe.
Team up.
That'd be fun.
That's all I have to say.
I'm up for it.
Okay. Love the show. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Whatever.
Boo-boo. Bye.
Hello, Brad. It's Jack Heliquin. I've been looking for some clips from your shows. I've been going through all of them, listening to them one by one from the freaking beginning, just like stating all of the things I want to like snip out, and I want to make more songs and stuff for the show. And I want to like,
it.
If anybody out there has
do
any
it.
Suggestions, just share it on the Facebook page. I want to cut up and make a big just library of samples of just weird shit that happens on your show. Anyways, ciao, honey baby.
That'd be fun. I don't know which Facebook page he's talking about, like his own Facebook page or the Facebook group, but everyone should find Jack Heliquin and suggest clips to him to use for his weird fucking music stuff he does.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hello.
So, I was listening to all your podcasts, all the podcasts that you listen to, and I was like, oh, wow, you listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
And right.
I don't listen to all of them all the time, you know, it's just every once in a while I'll pick one at random. Like, I don't know, I might listen to like an hour a day or something, sometimes
CNN
two.
Said, oh, waking up with Sam Harris, he's pretty cool. And
yeah.
I'm like, holy shit.
Until he starts getting political, then he's fucking boring.
Holy shit, because I really, really like Sam Harris.
Yeah.
And it's totally unrelated to break calls, but I was like, really surprised. Pretty cool, Brad. Yep.
I guess.
Even, like, true fact, I actually applied to, like, be his, like, official assistant to help him with everything. I actually applied. Put to my resume. I worked on it.
What an
hard.
Asshole.
I
he didn't,
resume, like,
didn't even hire you.
Long, like, talking about, you know...
Sam's a dick.
Everything. I seriously applied it.
I believe you.
The application I ever worked on, because that would be, like, a dream job working alongside Sam Harris.
Yeah.
His personal assistant.
Maybe.
I was serious. I was really
He's probably an asshole in real life.
To Los Angeles or something to help them out. But anyway, hey Brad, I've noticed that you've like had a kind of obsession with like archiving and stuff.
With what?
Where does that come from?
Anyway, wait, what? That's what?
Anyway, hey Brad, I've noticed that you've like had a kind of obsession with like archiving and stuff.
Archiving?
Where does that come from? Anyway,
an obsession with archiving. No idea what you mean. Are you talking about shows? archiving what? So confused.
Hey, Roy. I am calling from Minnesota here.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that you have a tasty-looking pussy. Thank you.
Aw, how sweet. Thanks, Minnesota.
Oh, hey, Roy. You called me. You my good girl here. It's fine if you can call here. All right. How's it going?
Ow, jeez. All right, that was a voicemail from someone while they're using their hair dryer. That was great.
Forgot to mention,
thank you.
Tell that guy, I've said people from Chicago are assholes, that we have...
Oh, shit, someone leaving two voicemails. I'm not going to play that one, I'll just play this first one.
Bad, Tooley. Just call in to let you know that... I heard the word temerity used today, right? I read it, per se.
Okay.
In my text that I had to read for college. Here you go, Brad.
Fancy.
The word temerity is a popular and upcoming word. Everybody will start using this.
Yep. I was the first, though.
Also.
Or, I mean, the guy that said it to me, he was the first.
I believe you should take advantage of this WPA2 crack and tell people and say that you're, like, inside their
neck. Yeah, I'm going to start hacking computers and like, make prank calls to them.
You know, just checking it on them, you know, making sure that they're secure and tell them that they're not. Because you're in their network.
Ask them for their passwords.
And just try and make it seem like you're doing a service for everybody. Yep. You know, that'd be hilarious. That'd be a great show. Just 2 hours of that would be awesome.
I'll get right to work. Next show.
All right.
Definitely going
to
happen.
You know, I'll be in town in Albany soon, and can't wait for a sleepover with you and Corbett guy. And we're going to be smoking that reefer underneath the bridge.
Great.
Breaking fluorescent industrial size lights over each other. It'll be awesome.
Yep. Sword fights.
Just can't wait, Brad. Love ya. See ya.
All right, bye. And there's another voicemail, something about Chicago. I don't know, I'm not going to play it. He just can't handle the truth that people from Chicago are big jerks.
Hello, fuck boy. It's Redbeard.
Hey.
I haven't called in a long time.
Thank God.
And you haven't done a show in a long time, so we'll just leave it at that.
Whatever.
Anyways, glad to hear you didn't get into any more trouble.
He's like left this message the day after I put a show up. He just doesn't like the show enough to know things like that.
Than you did. $18,000, what's that? 2 months salary for a guy like you?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. I'm filthy
at
rich.
Least, that's not a...
Independently wealthy.
The iceberg, really, when you think about all the Obamacare and food stamps and all that shit you've been riding your whole life.
That's
18
true.
Grand, it's barely even starting to repay what you owe the taxpayers of this country. So, you're lucky.
I agree.
Anyways, I got one beef with you, fuck boy. I donate via PayPal on your website, your janky old fucking website. I don't do the Patreon thing because I'm as lazy as you are and I don't want to change my shit. But where the fuck are the hobosodes now? Do I have to fucking change my shit to Patreon?
No, just
see the
go to the hobosode page. It's located at, I forget, I'm going to check. I'm going to go to phonelosers.com. It's right here, though. It's in the member area. Sign in and click on Hobosodes. Hey, look. There it is. Phonelosers.com/Hobosodes. That was so easy.
Because I don't find them on your fucking website anymore, Brad. So fix your shit, Brad. Because it's pissing me off.
Okay.
I don't want to change. And you don't want to fix your shit.
Change
so
is scary.
I guess we're at an impasse. I'm just going to turn off my PayPal. Fuck it. Bye, fuck boy. Love you.
Bye.
Redbeard away!
Also, the feeds. Like, don't you use the podcast app feed thing? I know it's a pain in the ass to set up, but once you set it up, it's pretty awesome. You just do nothing, pretty much, and your cell phone lets you know when a new hobosode's out. It's pretty easy. Just go to member area and click on the secret podcast feeds. Durr.
Brad, send me copy October 15th voicemails to you. I want to hear what I said when I was drunk.
Why are you talking like a robot? And how about this? How about you don't call the voicemail when you're drunk and leave like a dozen voicemails in a row? How about instead we do that?
Oh, hey Brad, it's Masshole Matt again.
Oh, hey.
So just letting you know, I hit number 2 and it went directly to leaving you a message. So I guess
crazy.
You could hit any phone number or any digit and it'll work. So, yeah. Alright.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Everybody knows now. You don't have to hit 1 on the voicemail. You can also hit 2. Good tip from Matt there.
Hey, that last voicemail that you just heard? Go ahead and play that one. Ignore this one.
Okay.
This one is not as cool as that one, and that one is more cool than this one.
Delete the other one.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Let me do that.
That's what I say.
Right
now.
All right, bye, Corbin guy. Let me delete this other one here.
Hey, Brad.
It's the guy that's supposed to be your cellmate. But I guess that means I'm coming over.
I'm sorry.
So anyways, I was thinking...
Wish I could be there.
8 months of Home Alone pranks.
Okay. I get it. But they're not confining me to my home. I think I have to be here at nighttime. We still haven't set all this stuff up, you guys. I don't know when this is going to take place. I don't know, like, if the 8 months, does it start when they finally get me set up? Or has it already started? I don't know. I'm sure it'll happen soon, but it's just going to be nighttime that I can't go anywhere. In the daytime, I can go anywhere I want. Inside the state, anyway.
Brad?
Hello?
I was watching a YouTube video, and then I saw an ad for, quote, the third best golf school in America. Their website is called...
That's nice.
www.golfmadesimple.com.
Do I have to type in the W's?
And I was thinking you could prank call them, because I really wanted to hear what a prank call to these people would sound like.
Okay.
Their number is listed there.
You should just submit it on the website. Go to phonelosers.com/snowplowshow. Click on the prank call request thingy.
Hey,
do it that way.
It's Durr. If I sound different, I'm actually at a payphone.
Oh.
I'm calling you from the Staten Island Ferry.
Whoa.
I actually have a payphone on Staten Island.
Sounds like garbage. So let this be a public service announcement, everyone. Don't ever use a payphone, because that's what you're going to sound like. You're going to sound just like Crimson. And I'm going to call that payphone right now. I want to see if anyone picks it up. Oh, it's busy. Somebody's on it. Damn it. I wanted to see if anyone would pick up. Oh, well.
Brad, Brad, Brad.
Hello.
Brad, Brad, Brad.
What?
Brad, Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad, Brad.
This is great. I like it.
Brad, Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad, Brad.
I wish I had the instrumental to this. I just
Brad, Brad, Brad.
Play this in the background so it's louder.
Brad, Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad, Brad.
You're a lyrical genius.
Brad, Brad, Brad.
How do you come up with these lyrics?
Brad, Brad, Brad.
All right, this looks like it goes on
Brad, Brad, Brad.
For like 2 minutes, possibly.
Brad, Brad, Brad.
So,
Brad, Brad, Brad.
Am I going to miss out if I... turn it off
Brad, Brad,
early.
Brad, Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad, Brad.
Okay.
Brad, Brad.
All right, I'm stopping. Thank you for that beautiful musical tribute. It was the best.
Hey, Brad, it's
much
me.
Better than Henrik's dumb song from the beginning
I'm
of the show.
Not a gamer. I've never really called.
Just kidding, Henrik.
I've always been a listener, and this is just something I thought I'd do.
You should have stayed a listener.
I've been listening to your show for about 3 years now.
Just kidding.
Ever since 6th grade when I found it. I know you have a really young listener. Surprise.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you.
Didn't see this coming.
If you do, your show's amazing. I listen to it way too much. You make Algebra 1 way more easy to do.
Yay.
Anyway, I was just calling to say hey, and I love your show. If I could hear this on the show, that'd be amazing.
We'll see. No promises.
Anyway, see you.
I think
bye.
I'm going to delete this voicemail. Just to make a 9th grader sad. It'll be hilarious.
Hi, Brad. This is Lunch Lady calling the voicemail.
Hello.
Okay, bye.
All right. Good job, Lunch Lady. It came in loud and clear. I could tell you weren't calling from
Yo,
a payphone.
What's up? It's the Mad Weasel.
Hey.
Hey, still working on getting some Irish people to call you. Gonna use your new number because I want to make sure you get it. Might not be a car ding.
Oh, shit, that new number. I forgot all about that. I think the next show needs to be that new number.
But I'll come up with something.
The hell am I doing?
Make sure some Amish people give you a call.
Okay.
Right, see ya. Hobo.
And I'll yell at them. Maybe I could break into the line, be like, this is the AT&T operator. You're not allowed to be using a phone. Your location has been reported. Somebody's on the way.
Eyes upon you. We're watching you. We got your phone number, your caller ID.
What's happening?
So you better watch out.
Shit.
Keep your eyes open.
Okay. All right. I just got threatened, I think, everyone. Maybe I should save this message, so...
Hello, Brad. This is Urban Martin Johnson calling from a payphone operated by
Key West Enterprises of Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a stormy day here. And I would just like to say thank you so much for the wonderful show you've been doing lately. And since we're truly in a golden age of snow power sound.
Wow, that sounds awful. I hope you guys could understand him. He said he's calling from a payphone, and it looks like it's one that's here in my state. I'm going to try and call it. Aw, it's just going to be a computer tone. It doesn't ring. But wow, payphones don't usually sound that terrible. I mean, you know, people have called in before on payphones, they didn't sound that bad. That one, it sounded kind of like the old, like the first Thomas Edison recordings on those wax cylinders, where they sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's what that guy sounded like. I think the payphone operators need to upgrade their microphones or something.
RB, Jasper Flax.
Hey.
I was listening to an oldie from the archives, the Adios Radio Shack show from February 2015.
It's 2015.
You were talking to a guy who said he was 56 years old and he was a Vietnam War veteran.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who knows history and the dates of the Vietnam War, I can go on record as saying that guy was full of shit.
Maybe he's just bad at math. Or maybe he was just trying to pretend to be in a war to win an argument or something. I don't remember what he said. I need to listen to that show again.
It's Chris. Just a quick idea for a show. Not sure if you've done this before, but
probably.
You call somebody talking shit about the previous person that you talked to, and say, like, oh, they didn't fall for your prank or whatever, and try to talk shit about them to the next person that you're calling to see if you can't get them riled up about the prank call, and then just start talking shit about them and try to piss them off. I don't know if it would work or not, or if it's even a good idea at all.
It's probably a good idea.
Call and mention it.
Anyway, just don't understand any of that.
Good job on the shows, and I look forward to hearing more. Bye.
So call somebody talking shit about the previous person that you talked to and say you, like, all day didn't fall for your plane or... Oh, no, I can't. It's not transcribing correctly. But then I talk shit to the next person. I don't know. I think he was just high or something. That's all.
Hey, Brad. It's Crazy Calvin.
Hey. You've already called in on this show. What the hell?
You should start selling decks of playing cards with the Phone Losers Bell logo on the back of them.
Okay.
And you should call them PLAing cards. I think a lot of people would buy them. I know I would. Also, you should put like Matt Hill's face on the Joker cards. I think that'd be cool.
Of course.
Bye for now. Cactus.
I've been wanting to do playing cards for a really long time. I even have a few sites bookmarked that do the playing cards, you know, the personalized playing cards. And somewhere on my computer, I even have designs of the backs of cards that I was going to take and Photoshop with PLA stuff in it, which I never got too far on, but I've really been wanting to do this for the past few years. That was one of my earliest Patreon reward ideas. So, yeah, that's definitely something I want to do. And the way that most of the companies are set up, I don't really have to design each individual card. I could just come up with the basic design for the back of the card, and they would just put the regular stuff on the front of the cards. But my other idea was to replace, you know, the spades would be cactuses, or the whatever, the hearts would be PLA bell symbols, but only in red, so it looks like a playing card. But then I didn't know what to do with the other two images to replace. So, see, I've thought about this. I just never have gotten around to actually doing it, and it's been 3 or 4 years since I...
Hey, RBCP. Teen Wolf Jesus.
Very rude of you to interrupt me, Teen Wolf Jesus.
I'm sitting here. I'm eating a box of Frankenberry, and I'm pretty fucking high right now. And I was just listening to your latest show.
Frankenberry fucks you up.
The fucking robot taxi company is telling people they got to do shit to their house, and they have a whole wall yard. I would love it, RBCP, if you fucking would tell people... You tell them the robot taxi sensed that their grass was dirty and they need to vacuum the grass and keep it clean. If you could do that with a robot taxi or HOA, it'd be fucking
awesome. I could be like the blades of grass. They're so tall that they're reflecting back the LIDAR back at the car or something, and it's messing everything
up. Bye.
That's a good idea. I'll try to remember that for the next self-driving car pranks, which I'm sure there's going to be more of.
Hello, Mr. Davalina. It's Threat TV from the YouTubes.
Hey.
I was wondering, how many cactuses do you have at your house?
Billions!
And do any of them have cacti eyes?
They don't.
I have like 3 or 4 cactuses, an aloe plant, a cactus, and another cactus. Maybe another cactus. Anyway, yeah. I was wondering that. Love you, bye.
You need to get a life. Stop collecting so much cactus plants. I actually don't have any live cactus plants in my house right now. I've had them in the past. It's been a few years since I've had one. I think the last one I had was sent to me by a Mr. Spessa. But I've bought them myself in stores before. I used to buy a lot more plants. Now I'm just like, fuck it, I don't have time to take care of plants. But I have plenty of fake cactuses all over the place, all over the walls, and the shelves, mostly stuff that you guys sent me.
Fuck, God damn it. I thought the beep was after you said beep, but it was, this is Nick.
It's confusing.
Big fan of the show. Yep. But, you know, you should send dick pics to people, I think. That would be a good plan. I fucked this up. God damn it.
Yep, sounds like a good phone prank. Sending dick pics to people. I'll get right on that.
Brad. Nah, fuck that guy. This is Greg from Minnesota.
That's right.
No, he's all right. I just can't understand a word he's talking about.
You're just jealous of his singing voice, that's all.
A quick question. RBCP, I figure it's Roy, Brad, Carter, and what's the P? Peckerhead?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Anyway, no, dude, your fucking show's hilarious. I think it's great. Thanks. I just want to quickly say, when you laugh at people...
So, before I forget, RBCP, it stands for... it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's the RHCP. That's my original nick from way back in the day when I happened to like them at the time. And then I discovered Redboxing, so I turned it into RBCP, Red Box Chili Pepper. So, it stands for Red Box Chili Pepper. That's what RBCP stands for.
And
now you know.
You know when they chuckle and you go, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, that happened in today's show.
That's really funny, because you know you make them feel like a fucking idiot. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, today she just laughed with me. She
listened to your show all
the
time.
She thought she was funny.
Oh, one other thing quickly. There was a show years ago.
Yeah, quickly, says the guy that left a minute and a half long voicemail.
And it was a song that you did about trying to find this girl.
Wow, you're like referencing stuff that I've referenced on today's show. It's crazy.
How was it?
Was it Kay?
You're the operator looking for this girl, and you can't find her. You know what I'm talking about. Shut the fuck up, Brad.
That's perfect.
Anyways, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to take the instrumental from my song and put your voicemail over it.
Play that song again. You'll figure
it'd be great.
Out. Great. You know, you're looking for the girl back in the day. All right, man. Keep up the good work. Love your show, man.
Thanks.
Peace, brother.
I love your voicemail. Okay, here. I've found an instrumental to... It's called What City Please, and it's by Redbox and the Chili Peppers. Just Google that. You'll find it. So, here. I'm playing this.
You're the operator looking for this girl, and you can't find her. You know what I'm talking about. Shut the fuck up, Brad. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. Could you play that song again? You'll figure it out.
Oh, sure.
You know, you're looking for the girl back in the day. All right, man. Keep up the good work. Love your show, man. Peace, brother.
Okay, it wasn't as hilarious as I thought it would be with the music, but that was pretty great. Thank you for singing a song that you couldn't remember. That was amazing. And go look on YouTube, What City Please, Redbox and the Chili Peppers.
Hey, Brad. I called on the last show for the voicemail on episode 405.
Yep.
I was the one where the voicemail was cut off until the last 10 seconds.
Okay.
That was not done on purpose, but anyways, what I was trying to say is I've been a listener for the past few years, ever since high school, but I was saying
that's
that crazy. My one of my favorite shows was your secret show. It was when you called into the police station.
Hey,
shush.
Stop
that. Telling the cops you had marijuana.
Don't tell people about this.
One of my favorite shows. And I was
don't tell people that if they sign up on patreon.com/phonelosers, they will get secret shows where I prank call police stations. I don't want this to be general knowledge.
More hang up the phone calls. Those are also one of my most favorite calls that you've
It's been a while. I need to do some more of this.
Anyways, you can call me Vespi. I'm from Arizona.
Zespi, okay, got it.
Zespi because it's easier to remember rather than my actual name. But
what's your actual name?
Keep it up and
first
see you
and
later.
Last.
Bye.
All right, bye. I think I've had enough of voicemails at this point. It looks like most of the ones that are left in here are by people who have already left voicemails, so I'm just going to save them for next time, and we're going to end the show. Once again, thank you, John P., for sponsoring the show today, and thanks all of you people that have signed up recently just to kind of help things out around here. That's been pretty awesome, and, you know, upping your pledges and everything. Some of you have upped your pledges way too much, and I really appreciate that, but I understand that you're going to come to your senses soon and put it back down to a normal level. That's okay, but I've got this big old list of Patreon people here that have signed up in the past, couple weeks, that I just kind of want to read here real quick. Maybe not the entire list, because it's kind of big, but Vincent G., Nico, and Noel, Noah, Michael, Rachel, Vernon, Worsty. Oh, wait, Worsty upped his pledge. He's always been a supporter. Thanks, Worsty. And Alexander, he just upped his pledge. Mike, Stephen. Oh, yeah, Stephen upped his pledge, too. Marcus H., Jack Heliquin, Leslie W., Lucas A., I Regret Jumping, Strange Orange, Anthony K., Ian C. Ah, one of them upped their pledge. Like, these people, they're either new supporters or they upped their pledge. Like, Ben Roberts, John D. M. something, Matthew Sarcastotron, John G., I mean, Scott G., not, where the fuck did I get John? Scott G., Jerry B., IML337, Jeremy G., Lawrence F., Sean O., Henrik J., Hobo Joe, Murray, Nagler, Ronnie, Michael, Keith, Hobo Joe. Oh, look at that. Hobo Joe, he, like, raised his pledge just a few days after deciding to become a Patreon. What a nice guy. And then there was Colt S., Diego L., Rockstar G., Bernard S., Mary C., Pazuzu, Steve C., and Anthony G. Thank you, all of you, for supporting the show and helping me out with all the craziness that's been happening here lately. You guys are the best, and if not for you, I'd probably just go back to doing boring PI work like I've been doing for the past 20 years and just doing occasional prank call shows. So thank you, everyone, for keeping the show going. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I'm glad you guys enjoy listening to it. I'm going to end today's show with a song by a group called Redbox and the Chili Peppers. This one is a request from the voicemails from that guy that sings really awesomely. This is What City Please. It's totally a true story.
Every time I know. okay likes me, and there's things that I have to say. We're made for each other, she will find.
Kay's my friend, she gave me a number yesterday.
I asked the lady to stand up and yell for Kay. She says she can't cause that's against policy.
There's no way I can do that, sir.
Just a few more calls and then it's time to call it a day. She'll be surprised when she hears it's me.
Sir, we have several different floors in our building of operators.
Do you have an elevator? Can you go up there?
It's been over a year. I sit here all alone. I've made cutbacks and everything just so I can afford my phone. One more call to bed. She asked for the city's name. She offers to give me a number there, but it wouldn't be the same.
I want Kay to give it to me.
I spend my evenings dialing information for Kay, hoping that she'll answer every time. It's not her this time, but I'm optimistic today. It cost a lot, but I don't really mind. I wrote this song with hopes that somehow it reaches Kay. It's possible cause Kay likes me. Kay, if you're listening, then I'm begging please call me today. My number's 551-6893.
On the phone saying he's coming here tomorrow to paint our roof with ultraviolet paint.